We want to hear from you this morning about who's got the biggest family in Indy. One of our coworkers, who I thought was a single child, come to find out he's got 9 other siblings. His mom popped out the 10th baby yesterday. Congratulations.
Kiara Rose.
On a healthy baby. That's the greatest thing ever. But I'm wondering, besides the Duggars, who's got the biggest family?
We have a message on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. I'm one of 10, all from the same parents. There is a 6-year gap between kid number 6 and kid number 7. Kaylee says, I went to college with a girl who's one of 16 siblings. And Eric says, my fiance's father is one of 13, and my great-grandma had 15.
Okay, check this out. Do you want to guess who our coworker is, Alex, before we get to calls at 317-239-1009? Our coworker who can beat 13, like in their family, somebody
well,
had more than 13.
It has to be somebody that would have your number.
Correct.
That you actually know their name.
Well, I know
like 4 of them.
I know a lot more of our coworkers than I think you do.
They have to be, they're probably on the air because otherwise you wouldn't be mentioning them, right?
Not true.
Oh, okay.
Not true.
I'm going to guess it's Andrea, who's our sales manager, or it's Tony in our sales department.
Ooh, not Tony. Shout out to Tony, though. And shout out to Andrea. Andrea texted me. She had to actually fact check herself. She said originally her grandma had 18 brothers and sisters, but she said actually she just called her pops. She had 19 and her sister Beverly died, so there was 20. Her grandma spit out 20 kids, and they're going to have
that's Duggar right there.
And they're having their reunion this Sunday.
We found the Duggar of the day.
It's the Duggar. It's the Duggar of the day. It's the Duggar.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Duggar of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. There you go. 317-239-1009. Michelle, you don't have to be 20, but do you got a big family?
I do. I'm the youngest of 14, but granted, some of us were adopted, and my parents have 36 grandchildren, if
Whoa!
I'm correct.
Dang.
I texted my mom to have her call in, but she's like, I'm not into that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Wow, so was that hard growing up? It doesn't matter if they were adopted or not, but that many siblings?
Mean, you know what, though? I'm 39. Well, I will be 39. And the next sibling ahead of me is 4 years older, and the next one of that's 4 years. So basically, like in high school, I wouldn't say I was the only child, but I mean, my 9th through 12th grade, I was the only one that was home.
Did you grow up in Indy?
I grew up in a small town, and my dad worked for a company for 50 years, and so a lot of people knew us as those whatever kids. I'm not going to say my dad's last name, but that's how everybody knew us.
Wow. Nick says, my 8th grade math teacher had 22 brothers and sisters.
That's, okay. Like, you got to figure, unless there's twins, you can only have a baby every, 10 months?
But do you actually get along? When you have that many kids in your family, do you actually like everybody? Or are you like, okay, I hate Craig. He's so annoying.
Well, it's got to figure. It's like there's got to be one, brother that everyone's like, oh, he's a bad
That's what I'm saying. But nobody's
the bad seed. Nobody's calling about the bad seed.
That's what
and what
I
are these
know.
People? Are these people cats? They're giving birth to litters or what?
No kidding all at once. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Christina.
Hey, Christina. How many siblings do you have?
Well, I'm the oldest of 6, but I have 9 children.
You got 9?
Yes, I have 9 children. They're
same
not,
dad?
6 with one and 3 with the other.
Wow.
Okay.
No multiples. My oldest is 19 and the baby is 3.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you ever get tired of having sex?
She's like, hell no.
She's like, I'm doing it right now.
I'm definitely done. I don't want any more.
Gotcha.
Oh, my gosh. So is it hard having that many kids? Like, you hear parents freaking out after one kid or two like that. Like, moms are just so stressed to the max, and you got 9.
I was the oldest of 6, so I had to basically take care of my siblings.
Yeah.
So I guess it's normal to me, I guess. But I get really strange looks because I have, 19, 17, 15, 14, and 12 are the older ones, and people are looking at me like, why is she caring? Why are all these kids following her around? I get weird looks everywhere I go.
Yeah.
You're like the creepy old lady hanging out with teenagers, like, they're my kids.
You're a shepherd.
Yeah. I get weird looks in the grocery store. We have to have 2 or 3 carts of food, and everyone's staring at us.
Yeah. So what are your ways of saving and cutting quarters with finances and money? Do you do crazy couponing and shop at Aldi's, or what are you doing?
Well, yeah, I shop at Aldi's or Walmart, or I try to go to sales, mm-hmm. and I just keep a good eye out for bargains. And
you're the reason every time I go to Aldi, there's not a damn thing left because you came through with your 20 kids and everything was taken.
Carts. Yeah.
She took it Aldi.
Thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
SJ tweeted us and said, I'm one of 15 kids. And get this. 13 were adopted.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay, can I just share a little thing with you guys?
Yeah.
Ever since I was little, it's been on my heart. Number one, I have a huge, 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 huge desire to be a mother one day. It is like the most important thing to me in my life is to eventually be a mom. But also, I have a huge desire to adopt also. I really, really feel a strong pull on my heart to adopt a baby girl from China one day. Like I have for years.
Is there a reason why China, or just like that's what this
because
comes to you?
Because there is a lot of baby girls in China are killed because for a long time they had like a rule,
a law
in their population. Like if you can only have one child, and if it's one kid and it happens to be a girl, then a lot of parents are like, well, I don't want a girl because they can't carry on the family name. So they'll take them out to like the forest and kill their kid, or their orphanages, you know, are like overflowing with kids. And so I've always been like, I want to adopt a baby girl from China. So
wow,
maybe one day.
No kidding,
I think that would be cool.
I'm just so worried when Alex does get married and actually has sex, it'll just be baby central nonstop. Like every 9 months, let's make a baby,
like a Xerox machine.
Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Andy,
what do you got, man? How many siblings?
I have 19 siblings.
Gosh.
They are now keep in mind, they're not all from the same woman, but they are from the same guy.
Gee, get in. Your dad's a stud, isn't he?
And I'm the bad seed.
Oh, why?
Yeah, unfortunately, I was the one that was always causing the trouble. My little brother, we were kind of a dynamic duo.
Uh-huh.
But I was the one always causing the trouble and, you know, being the one that, you know, constantly was known as the bad kid. So.
Have you ever been arrested?
Yes.
For what?
It was burglary, but, you know, it was... You know, a long time ago, but...
Did you do that for attention? Like, because, like, there's, like, 18 other kids taking up the attention. You're like, hey, look at me break into stuff.
Maybe that had a part of it. I was pretty young when I did it, so, you know, that may have been something to do with it, but...
Did you get anything kind of cool?
I was definitely a bad guy.
Did you get anything cool when you, like, broke in?
No, I got caught.
Dang, like, man.
I didn't even get anything.
You didn't get anything. You just got caught.
You are the bad seed.
I got caught. That's what I got.
Hey, man, thanks for calling in and sharing that. That's amazing. Wow. That's a lot of baby making right there.
I can't believe some of this stuff. Someone says my grandma had 18 kids. Someone says I have a friend who's one of 12, all natural. And then they married into a family who had 13 kids, all natural.
All natural's got to get easy, though, right? Like the first time it's like, and like by the 10th, it's like,
I think it, okay, so my mom, when I was growing up, had a best friend who had like 12 kids or something, and I remember her saying that the 12th kid, she was just doing the dishes, and it literally did fall out.
That's what I'm saying.
Like it genuinely,
gross, but...
like, fell out onto the mat in front of the sink, and like, that was it. Like, it just happened, because I think your body is just more used to having the baby.
This comes right out.
Yeah.
It's cordless this time, right?
It's a cordless phone.
Technology is amazing.